Well, the rugby league season started on Friday night with the Indigenous All-Stars up against the Maori All-Stars.
It great continues. To have the footy back,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Isn't it? Tomorrow morning, we'll have the World Club Challenge. This is such a time-honoured competition too, and two big clubs from this point of view as well. The Wigan Warriors up against the Sydney Roosters. The Roosters are coached by Trent Robinson. He's been good enough to join us on the line from the UK. Morning, Trent.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Ray.
How are you, Trent?
First of all, I've got to say, team news came through. Angus Crichton to miss out on the match. What's the issue with Angus?
Yeah, he's just had he came in with a bit of a shoulder sort of complaint. He's been working through that most of the preseason, to be honest. And he's good. He's in form, but just the contact levels haven't been high enough yet. So he's been doing all our training, but we're still probably a couple of weeks away from playing. So the Manly trial up at Central Coast is our aim with Angus.
Yeah, good morning, Trent. Thanks for joining us. Trent, how's the, apart from Angus's issue, how is the team's preparation going for this clash against Wigan? And I say that because, obviously, over in England, they've had a couple of games already in the Super League, so you're basically bringing the Roosters in cold, so to speak.
Yeah, trying to get prepared for the NRL season, obviously, with the way that you prepare a season and the pre-season that you have. We let a lot of guys have maybe a week, 2-3 weeks extra than what they normally would have had in November and December. Mm-hmm. So we really started our team prep in January. And that's very NRL season focused, but we're really keen on performing well here as well. We really want to go out and play our best footy. So they're in good shape. They're strong and fit. We haven't had the games before it, but that's sort of, we're not using that as an excuse. I think that's thrown out every year. That's our choice. We don't think it's the best prep for the NRL season, but we still know that we can perform tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It was a little bit different, the road you trod to the World Club Challenge this time around, Trent. Not to the north of England, but instead to France. I think most people know your connection with France. What did you do with the squad whilst you were there? I think you went to the Somme and visited some famous places in Australia's history.
Yeah, and that was, you know, the main focus is obviously the World Club Challenge. Mm. We didn't want to change that prep or put in jeopardy that prep, but along the way I wanted to do two things mainly in Paris, is offer the opportunity for a French rugby league team to come and train against us in Toulouse, and promote French rugby league, and then also offer an amazing experience. It's got nothing to do with rugby league, but just as Australians and New Zealanders to see in a small area of France that sort of shaped our nation in the First World War. And we went up and visited those sites and got a bit of history and felt quite proud of what those men and women did so many years ago. So that was, it was just an important experience for these guys to know. I think everybody should do it in their lifetime.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting, Trent. I was going to ask you, because I dare say most of your team, given they're young men, probably wouldn't have been there before. What effect did it have on them individually to go to one of those battlegrounds which is so famous or infamous in Australia's history?
Yeah, so we didn't just arrive in Paris and then go up there without, and then get the information there. The boys, they're good men. So we did a fair bit of research before we went on either people in our families or from our own hometowns that had served up there, and we knew a bit about the areas and the towns that the Australians and New Zealanders represented up there and fought in. So. And then we went up there and shared a few of our stories and got the stories from the people there and met some good French people as well that had those connections. So, look, if you can give those experiences along the way, and I think, it was important for me to go there, and it's important for everybody, and everybody benefited from it.
Mm. Obviously, there's talk of back-to-back, certainly from a media point of view. How much is it spoken about internally, Trent, or is it completely avoided?
Look, it's not... when you're getting your work done, at this point of view for us, we're getting our work done behind the scenes to get the physical capacity, the combination, the foundations laid. It's pretty, I mean, there's no negativity around it getting talked about because the goal's pretty clear. Like, if you're not going into an NRL season wanting to perform your best, then, you know, that's pretty silly. So, you know, of course it's going to be talked about, but as a team, it's not much use looking in October without thinking about February. And there's some things that you've got to get done and build heavily early in the season. So that's all we've been focused on. You don't have to have long conversations about what goals are. You've got to work hard each day and build some really good depth in our group, and that's what we've been doing. So, you know, I know it's going to get talked about a lot. People ask me about it a lot, but the goal, you know, is someone going to say, is that not your goal? Like,
exactly.
It's pretty clear what every team would be wanting to do going into the season. So, but the process is pretty important.
Yeah, it makes sense. Trent, just back to the World Club Challenge tomorrow morning, our time. We're going to glamour club in England. They're loaded with stars. How do the Roosters go about winning this game tomorrow?
Yeah, it's really good being up here. So going out and doing the promotions with Wigan. We trained at Warrington today and had an open fan day. And Jimmy, you know from sort of playing up here how passionate they are about rugby league and the game. So we're really looking forward to playing Wigan. And they're the champions for a reason. So we've done our research. We know what's coming. And we want to play a Rooster style, an NRL style up here as well. So we've finished our prep now. We've just finished our last session today. So we're pretty focused on now our footy. We've got our information about them, but let's get our footy on tomorrow.
Trent, we've got to fly. We do appreciate your time up there in the north of England. Good luck for that game tomorrow morning. And, of course, good luck for the season 2019 as well.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Trent.
Trent Robinson, Sydney Roosters coach. It's a big game, isn't it? Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., just about the time for kickoff. You can see it on Gem and Fox League. And the Roosters, they are the favoured way, $1.30 at tab.com.au. The Wigan Warriors, the outsiders.